T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was a rainy afternoon, but the skies are clearing. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I am Austin York. Down in Austin, the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick finds himself at odds with the governor and the Speaker of the House over the stalled debate over property tax relief.
Both the House and Senate property tax relief plans include compressing the tax rate, but the Senate plan goes further. Governor Abbott and Speaker Phelan side with the House, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick with the Senate.
They want 100% of $17 billion to go to all property owners. We want 70% to go to all property owners and 30% go to the homestead exemption.
Patrick challenged Governor Abbott to a Lincoln-Douglas-style debate over the tax issue. Governor Abbott refused the invitation, instead with a message for the two chambers.
Taxpayers of Texas want us to cut their property taxes, period, regardless of process. Get it done.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, Governor Abbott was signing several bills into law today, 8 of which had to do with public safety.
One of those bills holds rogue district attorneys accountable. Listen, if a district attorney wants to be in law enforcement, they have to start by enforcing the laws of the state of Texas.
The other bills dealt with illegal street racing and increasing the penalties for catalytic converter thefts and tampering with an ankle monitor. People living in a rapidly growing area of far northwest Fort Worth will soon get some much-needed relief on the roadways.
The area of Bonds Ranch Road between 287 and Business 287 is home to more than a half dozen newer subdivisions. But the road remains just one lane in each direction, with a railroad crossing just west of 287. And if a train comes through during the morning rush hour, that could be enough to ruin your entire day. But Federal Railroad Administrator Amit Bose announced a $17 million grant that will transform the outdated two-lane road to a grade-separated four-lane road with bicycle lanes and a bridge over the railroad tracks.
The grade separation will mean there's no possibility of collision between trains and vehicles and no waiting for a train to pass.
Rusty Fuller, the president of the North Fort Worth Alliance, tells me the redone road will make life a lot easier.
People will be able to get out of their developments, get on the road safely. Kids will be able to get to school safely.
No word just yet on when construction will begin. In Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The former substitute teacher accused of hosting a middle school fight club in Mesquite has been indicted.
24-year-old Natalie Garcia is now under indictment for endangering children for the fight that happened at the Kimbrough Middle School April 12th. That day, there were students that got into an argument. Rather than breaking up, police say Garcia had the students move the desks and start fighting.
I need everybody to be quiet. This is not a joke.
It wasn't supposed to be recorded, but it was. It was Beatrice Martinez's child who made that recording.
I trust my child to go to school, but I also trust the staff to keep my kids safe. And then this lady, she actually making them fight.
Garcia was fired as soon as the video was discovered. She is free on $25,000 bond. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was not the news the Rangers wanted to hear. Ace Jacob DeGrom will undergo Tommy John surgery to repair a tear in his elbow and will be out for the rest of the season. DeGrom has spent much of the year unable to perform for the Rangers. Gavin Dawson with 105.3 The Fan says we shouldn't be surprised.
When they did it, I got excited, but if you remember on the show, I was like, man, I'm trying to fight off being a negative Nancy here because of the injury history is so significant with this guy. Nobody's perfect, I guess. And, I obviously that applies to Chris Young now at this point. Not only are you going to miss this year, but next year, he's just hurt in every way over the last 3 years.
He's pitched just 30 innings and 6 starts this season for the Rangers after signing a 5-year, $185 million contract in November. Despite this, the Rangers are off to one of their hottest starts in team history. Cowboys were at minicamp today at the Star, and the entire team was present. Head coach Mike McCarthy says so far he's excited about the new running backs he has and the fact that Tony Pollard has assumed a leadership role since Zeke left.
Tony's frankly chomping at the bit to get out there physically. So, I mean, he's been there the whole time, but I think he's done an outstanding job in the leadership role. And I really like the young guys. I mean, Malik and Rico have really stepped up. You know, Deuce has come in here. I just really like the way the group's approached it.
Cowboys are also working on some extensions of key players like CeeDee Lamb, Trayvon Diggs. Owner Jerry Jones was asked about an extension for quarterback Dak Prescott.
We've got a good feel for where we are to the future relative to our available dollars. I like where we are relative to the talent that we've got, and I like where we are on this day. The facts are that this thing is a fluid thing, and 15, 20, 30% of it is fluid every minute of the time.
Cowboys have around $21 million in cap space. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.